I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the president's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, is a friend of business by many standard measures. But if he's confirmed, don't expect it to make the whole court pro-business. The thing is, it already is. The business lobby, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, won 90% of the high court cases it had stated interest in last term. Kent Greenfield, a professor at the Boston College Law School, has written about this.
This Supreme Court, ever since Roberts has been the Chief Justice for a decade or more, has been quite pro-business. This last term, in fact, just as a reference point, the Chamber of Commerce filed briefs in 10 cases and won 9 of them.
But even cases like, for instance, the crisis health clinics that cannot be compelled to post a sign that says an abortion could be available, that has wider impact to businesses not even connected to the healthcare field.
That's right. One of the trends that we've seen over the last decade or so is that the court has been much more attuned to the notion that free speech rights are come into play with run-of-the-mill regulations. So the requirements that businesses disclose information or sell information among themselves, the court has increasingly seen that as having First Amendment free speech implications. And I think we're going to continue to see that trend in the coming years.
But you're not saying that if Brett Kavanaugh, the federal judge, gets in, that that's irrelevant to the business agenda?
No, not at all. In some ways, it's relevant in this respect. He replaces Kennedy, and Kennedy may have voted with liberals on issues of gay rights and occasionally on issues of abortion. But Justice Kennedy was staunchly conservative and pro-business. He wrote the Citizens United case, for example. He wrote that pharmaceutical case that said that limitations on pharmaceutical companies were a violation of the First Amendment. It's not a Trumpian nomination in the sense that it's in the mainstream conservative. We shouldn't expect to see any big shifts, at least with regard to these kinds of cases going forward.
Boston College law professor Kent Greenfield is also author of the book Corporations Are People Too and They Should Act Like It. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, David.